Visit izervay.com. That's izervay.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrats are outraged, Senate Republicans none too pleased about a reporter's claim that he was able to join an online session with top defense officials regarding plans to attack the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Democrats are demanding to know how the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine was allowed to join a group chat. They criticized the National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and others for discussing details about a planned missile attack via a commercially available app and for not doing more to verify the identities of all involved. Majority Leader John Thune told reporters on Monday Republican senators will get to the bottom of what happened. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Hegseth takes issue with the claim made by The Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg. Well, it's a sign of a warming relation between Washington and Moscow.
The Kremlin confirms Russian President Vladimir Putin has given President Trump a portrait Putin had commissioned of President Trump. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it was given to Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, during a visit to Moscow earlier this month. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, Witkoff described Trump as clearly touched by the portrait, which he described as beautiful. In 2018, Putin gave Trump a soccer ball that the Secret Service checked for listening devices before Trump gave it to his son, hearkening back to a Soviet-era gift to a U.S. diplomat that turned out to be bugged. I'm Ben Thomas.
A closely watched barometer of consumer confidence, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, fell for a fourth straight month this month as Americans' anxiety about future expectations declined to a 12-year low. Following yesterday's talks with the Russians, today U.S. ceasefire negotiators back at the table meeting with Ukrainian representatives. On Wall Street, the Dow up 86 points, NASDAQ ahead 85. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Two people are being treated at Shock Trauma in Baltimore following a Sunday crash in Wicomico County. Maryland State Police say the two-vehicle accident happened on westbound Route 50 at Old Railroad in Hebron. Investigators say a motorcyclist was traveling westbound when he crashed into an SUV. The motorcyclist and his passenger were flown to Shock Trauma. The driver of the SUV was taken to a local hospital. There has been no update on the victim's conditions, and the crash remains under investigation. A group of students at Salisbury University are calling for a change in the school's pepper spray policy. Under the university's current rules, pepper spray is classified as a dangerous weapon and is not permitted on campus, but some students say it provides an extra layer of security and it should be allowed. According to local TV, university officials say there are safety measures in place and state law prohibits individuals from carrying dangerous weapons. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Maryland women with a stunning comeback of their own last night, 111-108 over Alabama in double overtime. Maryland now in the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. Head coach Brenda Freeze after the game.
Every player had an impactful moment for us, whether it was on the offensive and defensive end. And now we're excited to be representing now us and men's basketball going to the Sweet 16.
In fact, it's the first time in program history that both the men and women are in the Sweet 16 in the same season. Comical moment in the postgame press conference following the men's stunning 72-71 win over Colorado State Sunday night. The hero, Baltimore's Derek Queen, was asked.
Derek, I know you were saying you were kind of due. This is your first game winner ever? Or
yeah.
I wouldn't have given it to him if I had known that.
Astute decision.
That was Kyle Goon from the banner with the question. Head coach Kevin Willard interjecting as well. Meanwhile, in Hamden, a new salt box design from Baltimore artist Juliet Ames popped up at the intersection of West 37th Street and Elm Avenue. Take one guess what it says. It says, I'm from Baltimore, that's why. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's head north of the border. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The weather cooperating with your outdoor plans today. There is a slight chance of a shower late today, 64. A brief shower tomorrow morning, cooler, 56. Thursday, sunny and dry, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 51 degrees in Bel Air, 55 in Halethorpe, and 53 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, I've got to ask you, as I always do, where the heck have you been? We've had a conversation about, gosh, so many different things now. Governor Wes Moore and friends in Annapolis still trying to figure out the blueprint and how to pay for it. Also, the Hopkins expert that said that the Bay Bridge is vulnerable. And, of course, we talked about the leak on the Signal app. And believe it or not, I'm watching at the same time as I'm speaking to you. I'm watching Newsmax 2, and they're having their Senate Intel Committee hearing now. And Tulsi Gabbard is currently answering questions. Now, Tulsi apparently has already said that what was leaked on that Signal app wasn't quite considered classified. So she feels good about that, but I'm sure we're going to hear more. And I'm sure they have a lot of questions, I would think, for Mike Waltz. And so we'll most likely talk about this a lot tomorrow. Kash Patel is also speaking on this panel. So I'm sure we'll talk a lot about what's going on in this hearing tomorrow. So make sure you are here so we can discuss. Mark did send in a text line because we were talking about Disney, and I was hoping that Olivia's not too late, you know, at 8 to go and enjoy it. Mark says, one of the few arguments I won against my ex-wife, she wanted to go when the kids were 4 and 6. We waited until they were 8 and 10, and it turned out to be the perfect ages because they still talk about it in their 30s today. So I guess that is when they start to really remember it. So that's great. I mean, look, regardless, we're going to have a great time. And I appreciate you guys, you know, commenting on it. Olivia really is, you know, such a good kid. And as I told you, she's doing so well now in school. It's unbelievable. It's like a complete 180. And I think I told you guys, I felt like a little, you know, you've got that mom guilt because I just, you know, I've been running for office and at all these events and speaking here and there and doing this and that. And I just felt like I wasn't giving her 100% of my focus. And so, you know, even if you are reaching out and saying, Kim, do you want to do this event or you want to do this or you want to do that? And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I decline as in to be a jerk. I just know, you know, where my focus needs to be. And since I've been focused completely on her, there's a huge shift, right? Whether it's in her confidence and her grades. And I just know focusing on her right now is what I should be doing. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully it does. All right, we're going to get into all of these things. First and foremost, I wanted to mention, as I talked about before the break, you've got Representative Jasmine Crockett saying a lot on social media. I posted this morning a clip of Jasmine Crockett talking about the drop of information on the Signal app. Now, believe it or not, I'm on the same side of that conversation with Jasmine Crockett that we should not be using Signal at all to drop any information, particularly plans of war, you know. But she starts screaming. And if you follow me on social media, please just check it out. I put it on Facebook, Instagram, and I even posted it on X. She's screaming and cursing and saying, this is why you need a black woman, President Trump, in your administration to tell people they shouldn't be able to do stuff like that. But she's, again, it's this whole thing where she does like the, girlfriend, you know what I mean? And we know that she's not that person. We've played clips on this show before, right? Brian, the producer, we've showed you guys. She's a very well-spoken, articulate, intelligent woman. She is. I don't know why she pretends to be other than that. I don't know. If I could articulate words as I know that she could, I would be so excited to do so every day. You know, I'm not that great with my vocabulary. I don't have to tell you that. But the fact that she's gone the opposite direction now that she's a sitting member of Congress, I think a lot of people are in shock. And so the Democrat Party, if this is your best foot forward, right? Representative Jasmine Crockett or AOC or Bernie Sanders, again, you guys are in a heap of trouble, okay? It's not going to pan out for you in 2026 if these are your stars. Well, anyways, Jasmine Crockett has been saying more than just cursing and screaming online. She's been saying more than that. She's been actually making threats. So much so to the point that Attorney General Pam Bondi had to make a statement. If you want to see this statement from Pam, or even the story in general, the best one I saw was in the New York Post. The title is Pam Bondi Tells Jasmine Crockett to Tread Carefully as the Democrat representative plans, quote, global day of action against Tesla. Yes, Jasmine Crockett, everybody. Last week, apparently, she addressed a virtual rally for the Tesla takedown movement and its plans for a golden day of action. It is supposedly coming this weekend to protest the electric car company. Well, many people pointed out that she's an elected official and she needs to act as such. And so, of course, Pam Bondi, going on Fox News, she tells Maria Bartiromo, she goes, look, she's an elected public official, so she needs to tread very carefully because nothing will happen to Elon Musk, and we are going to fight to protect all the Tesla owners throughout this country. And you know what really gets me about this Tesla, you know, hatred? There are many liberals. There are many people on the other side of the aisle that own Teslas because they think that it's better for the environment. So here you have people across the country, you know, whether they're keying a Tesla, taking a hammer to a Tesla. I posted a video on my YouTube channel where a guy was wiping feces on a Tesla. There's all these things going on. Meanwhile, the owner could agree with them and hate Elon Musk. They just happen to have a Cybertruck now and they're not happy about it. So like this Tesla takedown is wild to me. But here's my beef. It's more than just the Tesla and Elon Musk. And, you know, I did note, because I don't know if you heard this, but there were multiple bombs found in a Tesla showroom in Texas just yesterday, which is a very scary thought. President Trump, in a in a press briefing with Elon Musk and others at a roundtable yesterday. He did apologize to Elon Musk and everything that he's been going through because Elon was in that meeting. But multiple bombs obviously found at this Tesla showroom. And all these dealers now, a lot of them are on high alert because of everything that's been going on. And a lot of this is fueled by people like Jasmine Crockett, which is very sad to see, right? A sitting member of Congress. It's giving like Maxine Waters vibes, right? Remember when she was telling people to go in and into restaurants and make elected Republicans feel uncomfortable? And I remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders specifically, when she was a press secretary, she was at a restaurant in D.C. And because like it was literally 2 days after Maxine Waters say to like go make them feel uncomfortable in restaurants, there was like this small group. You know, it wasn't a mob. It wasn't a huge group, but it was a small group of people. They found out Sarah Huckabee Sanders was eating in this restaurant with her husband and kids. And they went in and started screaming at them and getting in their face. And like one of her kids started crying. Like the video was awful. And so, of course, Sarah got up real quick, got the kids out of there, you know, while the husband stayed back and, like, paid the bill and everything. But it's like, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, where are you going with this? And she's not even elected official. She's a press secretary, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, come on. She can't make any changes. Right? So it was, you know, I hated it then. I hate it now. Even if anybody on the Republican side of the aisle said that about a Democrat, I would hate it then, too. But yeah, so you have the situation now where Tesla is completely under attack. But Jasmine Crockett, it's not only attacking Tesla at this point. I have some audio here that was posted just yesterday. So this audio comes after Pam Bondi addressed the representative on Fox News, telling her to tread carefully. She says this after. Take a listen.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching. You know, I think, and I love Colin, and I think towards the end he started to punch a little harder. But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him, like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right?
All right. And so she's telling everybody that, and she's not saying to really hit Ted Cruz. That's what she's saying, but we can all be honest. She's not telling anybody to physically hit him. She's saying, you know, really just come at him. You know, if you're debating him, if you're going up, you know, against him, say something that would really knock him through. She's saying these things. She doesn't mean actually hit Ted Cruz. But here's the thing. You can't say this. You can't say this because some people are going to look at it as a call to violence against the senator. But she says these things often. If you recall, she was on The View not too long ago talking trash about President Donald Trump and how people should take action there. Words have meanings. When you're in a role like a congressional member and you have a very large platform and you're telling people to go after somebody, unfortunately, you know, there could possibly be consequences to what you say. Now, am I saying that Jasmine needs to be some role model for some little girl? I'm not saying that at all. But just like you can't, you know, yell fire in a crowded theater, you can't do that either. You can't do that. And so we'll see what happens here. But I would suspect that somebody's going to have to take her aside and say, look, you can't do this. But this also, it sheds more light on the fact that you don't have a true leader in the Democrat Party. Remember a few years ago when AOC, she was getting a little too big for her chops, right? It was like she was getting a little cocky. And you had at that time, it was Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And she pulled AOC aside and they had a meeting in Nancy's office. AOC came out of that office and did not say much anything after that. And, you know, her social media was really on fire at that time. And I remember she had the meeting. She came out of the meeting, and they didn't post much of anything on AOC's social media account, right? I think at this point, and I know she's already was calling for Senator Chuck Schumer's removal. At this point, somebody's going to have to pull her aside. Who that person will be, I don't know. I don't know. But if I'm in the Democrat Party, I'm looking at this thinking, wow, we're in big trouble. This is, again, one of our stars, Representative Jasmine Crockett. And then after that, we don't even have a leader to pull her aside and say, hey, you can't say stuff like this. Nothing. You've got nothing at this point. Who's going to pull her aside? Bernie Sanders, AOC? They're not pulling her aside. They could care less, or couldn't care less. And so here we are. Here we are. And, you know, hopefully people don't actually act on her words. I mean, I hope not. But you never know. Things like this, it triggers people that are like right there on the edge. And you don't know how people are going to digest some of these comments. You really don't. All right, real quick, I did want to go back to the question of the day because we were talking earlier about the Bay Bridge and the assessment. Right now at WCBM.com, you have our question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it is, do you trust the Maryland Transportation Authority to do an honest assessment on the Bay Bridge? 94% of you say no, 6% of you say yes. I think a lot of you agree with myself that this is going to be politicized. And they're going to be walking on eggshells because they don't want to be open to any other litigation. And I agree with you. I don't think we're going to get a real assessment. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about the school safety bills that are still on the table in Annapolis. Also, I told you earlier, Jussie Smollett has some serious competition. Look, you would think at this point people would just stop faking the whole, like, racist attacks and things like that. Well, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, right down the street, you had another elected official do the same thing. We'll talk about that. And also the sex abuse payouts. There's a good write-up in Maryland Matters, so we'll get to that as well. Are you looking for a natural way to boost your energy? Support your heart health and stay active as you age and time with Rescue Orsine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina, without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function. Helping you feel your best every day, you can call right now, 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. It supports all the needs that you have. But also, radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer. And all you have to do is type in the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY. MYENERGY if you visit rescue.com or call and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration
You serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's never a dull moment on live radio. Never a dull moment. We were talking lots about the Tesla dealership, but unfortunately the bombs that were found at the one Tesla dealership in Texas. But because there's so many people that are so upset with Elon Musk, it's very unfortunate, but I think we're going to see a lot more of this. And it's sad too, because again, as I noted, there are so many, like, you know, Democrats and liberals who don't like Elon Musk that are also having their Tesla Cybertrucks damaged in all of this. So, crazy times. Speaking of crazy times, not sure if you saw what was going on in Allentown, Pennsylvania. An employee, Latarsha Brown, was charged after placing a noose at her own desk to stage a hate crime. Okay, so you know what? I thought she was actually one of the elected officials. I was wrong on that one. She's just an employee at the building. Here you have about 2 months ago, Latarsha Brown, she reported finding a noose at her desk at City Hall. So she's an employee there, not an elected official, but she put the noose on her desk. Now, police requested a DNA sample from multiple people who were working in the office at the time of the incident. According to the captain, every employee at the office agreed except for Miss Brown herself. Now, remember, it's Miss Brown that actually filed this report and said she found a noose at her desk. I mean, this is, it's got Jussie Smollett written all over it. Apparently, the Pennsylvania State Police Forensic DNA Division later released a report revealing that the DNA on the noose matched Miss Latarsha Brown herself. Yes, they ended up getting her DNA sample from her, and it was a match. She put that noose on her own desk in City Hall there in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Apparently, Brown worked for the city's Community and Economic Development Department, and she now faces misdemeanor charges, including making false reports and fabricating physical evidence. Now, of course, many people are wondering, if you saw what happened to Jussie through this entire, I would say, tragic scenario he went through, because honestly, it wasn't him that I thought really was the victim in all of it. I believe that because he blamed Trump supporters, because he had those two personal trainers involved, like the way that he had it all set up, Jussie Smollett, I thought that it was awful. And then you had people in elected office. Like at that time, you had Kamala Harris. She was one of the individuals. That's when she was a senator, mind you, out of California. She was one of the individuals saying we need to wrap our arms around Jussie Smollett. He's going through all this, you know, this turmoil. He had this racist and homophobic attack on him. And I actually, it was funny because I lost a couple friends because I posted immediately that the Jussie Smollett story was fake. I said, there's no way. You're telling me it happened in Chicago in the wee morning hours, right around 2 a.m. It was below 0 degrees. And you're telling me that there were two white guys in MAGA hats screaming, this is MAGA country. And they pointed out Jussie Smollett and said that they knew that he was part of the LGBTQ community. And they knew that he was on this show called Empire. I'm black and I didn't know that. Okay. So I said, first of all, that doesn't sound right. Then on top of it, think about all the places you can eat in Chicago, especially when it's less than 0 degrees. You're telling me this guy ended up going to Subway? So he walked back. He walked by all these pizza joints and went to Subway to get a sandwich in less than 0 degree temperature. I said, no way. This is a fake story. But yeah, there were lots of people that were very upset with me and actually blocked me on They blocked me on social media. And then, of course, it came out to be all a lie, and he was somewhat held accountable. He didn't really serve any time behind bars, and he was, of course, telling everybody that he was really the hero and all of it. And to this day, I think he still lies about it. Well, anyways, now this woman in Allentown, Pennsylvania, LaTarsha Brown, she's going to be in the Hall of Fame there with Jussie Smollett as those that fake racist attacks. Crazy, crazy times. All right, coming up next, let's go to Annapolis and talk about the three school safety bills that are certainly on the table, but we don't know if they will pass.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth disputing a claim made by the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. Jeffrey Goldberg says the Trump administration accidentally texted him detailed plans for the attack on Houthi rebels in Yemen. The matter surfaced today at a hearing underway now on Capitol Hill. Trump efforts to weed out government waste, fraud, and abuse continue, facing resistance in the courts. A closely watched gauge of consumer confidence, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, is down for the fourth straight month this month. Ukrainian officials report more Russian attacks overnight, this time targeting the Kiev region as well as areas of eastern Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading 79 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 75 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Emergencies strike at any time without warning. When they do, food disappears fast. That's why prepared Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the leader in long-term emergency food storage, to protect their families. For a limited time, order their best-selling four-week emergency food supply and get four free 72-hour food kits. That's 12 extra days of food at no extra cost. That's nearly 2 weeks of extra food, free, to keep your family secure. Plus, free shipping. Order by 3 p.m. for same-day shipping. All kits deliver 2,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and 4 free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's Nats canceled in D.C. yesterday, inclement weather. Next time Birds take the field will be Thursday in Toronto. Around the horn with some Oriole roster news, Jorge Mateo and Gunnar Henderson were left back in Sarasota. There is a chance Mateo could be ready for Thursday. Also, the Birds targeting an approximate May 1 insertion of Kyle Gibson into the starting rotation. Spring superstar Vimeo Machin was optioned to the minors. Nothing minor about the Maryland women last night. They complete a 17-point comeback to win 111-108 in double overtime over Alabama, advancing to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. Head coach Brenda Freeze in the postgame.
You know that it's going to be a heavyweight fight. We punched first, and then, you know, Alabama responded with the character that they have. You know, really, no team deserved to lose this game tonight.
It's the Terrapins' second-largest comeback in their NCAA tournament history. Cheyenne Sellers led the Terps with 28 points. She's the daughter of former Bulls forward Brad Sellers. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore responds to Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
Hardly a drop of rain to be found today and the next several days. Low pressure passing to the south may bring us a shower or two this afternoon. Mainly it's partly cloudy. It's a warm day, 64. A few showers tonight and then a brief shower tomorrow morning. Otherwise sunny, cooler, 56 tomorrow. Thursday's a dry day, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
Are you concerned with AMD? Now protecting your eyes is easier thanks to new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at amazon.com or newnordicusa.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Yep. You know, we got to talk about some of these bills in Annapolis. I feel like we talk about at least one bill a day at this point. And again, shout out to Glenn Gilhar, our friend running in District 8. He was informing us about some bills yesterday that had to do with immigration. And again, I think a lot of people feel the same way as many Republicans, no matter which side of the aisle they're on. We want something done with these illegal immigrants that are here, and specifically causing crime in our streets. And I would say, you know, to me, it's not even a matter of violent crime. Crime in general. Crime is crime. Okay? We've got our own criminals. We don't need to import them. All right? So one of the biggest topics, obviously the blueprints up there is a big topic. The budget is a big topic in Annapolis. But school safety is also a big topic. And that is because many of us found out by watching Fox 45, specifically Chris Papps in Project Baltimore, we found out that there were criminally charged illegal immigrants sitting in classrooms in the public school system. I assumed that we had illegal immigrants in some of our classrooms, but I never imagined we had some that have committed crime and they were able to sit right next to unsuspecting kids. Never in my wildest dreams did I think Maryland was that progressive, quote unquote, that we would do such a thing and put our kids in harm's way. But that's exactly what we've done. Take a listen to this audio and then we'll discuss.
2 weeks remain in this year's legislative session in Annapolis, and the fates of three school safety bills remain uncertain. Portions of the bills were drafted as a result of Project Baltimore's Chris Papps reporting on one local mom's fight to keep juvenile sex offenders out of school.
The last time this Harford County mother was in Annapolis was nearly 1 year ago.
It was a bittersweet moment. It felt as though it gave my daughter a voice.
And she never thought she'd be back this soon to fight for her daughter.
To be honest, after he signed the bill into law, I thought that, in a sense, I fixed things and tried to make things better.
Why did you come back?
For my daughter. She deserves to have a voice.
Project Baltimore first interviewed this mother 14 months ago in January 2024. To help protect the identity of her daughter, we are concealing her name.
I wouldn't wish what we have gone through on my worst enemy.
In late 2023, a then 15-year-old boy pleaded to a second-degree rape charge involving this mother's now 5-year-old daughter. But instead of going to juvenile detention, the juvenile rapist received probation and returned to class at Patterson High School in Baltimore City.
House Bill 814.
72 days after Project Baltimore first told this mother's story, legislators in Annapolis passed a new state law barring juveniles on the Juvenile Sex Offender Registry from attending school in person. This mother attended the bill signing.
Thank you so much. This means so much more than you could ever imagine.
And now she's back in Annapolis, fighting for additional changes in state law to protect students.
For all the other children of Maryland, they deserve to be protected.
All children deserve classrooms, not screens. We believe in facts over fear.
Our children are our most vulnerable citizens, and they deserve the maximum protection.
This legislative session, multiple bills are being debated which expand on last year's law. House Bill 638 keeps juveniles on the Juvenile Sex Offender Registry until age 21, ensuring they cannot return to school in person. House Bill 1265 mandates a school must be informed if a student offender transfers to a new school. And House Bill 952 gives schools access to the Juvenile Sex Offender Registry so districts know who's sitting in class.
Now, all of this sounds like common sense. And this goes back to the bar of soap for me, okay? It's like, okay, we expect, when we send our kids to school, we expect them to be safe. We do. We expect public safety. We expect public safety in our neighborhoods. And we expect it in the classroom because, especially with these public educated, or public schools, I should say, you expect a degree of public safety there as well. Otherwise, why are we paying so much money into this? You know, as they're considering the blueprint, of course. But we already do pay a lot into the public education system. And to hear that we've got three bills that, honestly, I'm looking at the numbers. Honestly, I don't know if they're going to pass. I don't know if they're going to pass. Because remember, in the House of Delegates, we had a delegate propose a bill. And the House did pass it. It luckily died in a committee in Senate. But they proposed a bill to put condoms in elementary schools for, I guess, preschoolers and elementary kids. I don't even know. But they put them in, they want to put them in the vending machines. And so luckily, that story went national to the point where you had Delegate Kathy Shalaga on Fox News. And you had, luckily, all of those representatives, especially those with the Maryland Freedom Caucus, they got up and gave phenomenal floor speeches against the bill, even though it did, again, it still passed the House, which is mind-boggling. But these are the people that we're dealing with, right? So you have to wonder, will these bills pass? House Bill 638, very simple. It just keeps sex offenders on the registry until they're 21. Is that so much to ask? I don't think it's so much to ask. I really don't. House Bill 1265. When a student transfers to another school, have their file transfer with them. Is that too much to ask? No. If they have a criminal history or criminal background, and I'm going beyond a sex offense, okay? I'm going beyond that. I don't want my kid sitting in a school, and I'm sure you don't want your child either sitting in school with someone that has been arrested for armed robbery or someone that has been arrested for armed carjacking. How many times have we heard about students having weapons on them at school? Plenty of times. And these kids, it's not like they're not talking about these things. These kids know who these kids are. There are many kids walking into school with the ankle monitor system on their legs, and a lot of the kids and the teachers and administrators there at the building, they have no idea why they're on the monitor. We learned not too long ago that in Columbia, Maryland, if you recall, there was a teenager that was on the box, right, the ankle monitor system, for attempted murder. Well, he was on the box and out and about, and then was able to murder, if you recall, two teenagers near Columbia Mall. And so people were asking, how was he even out to begin with? He was charged with attempted murder. You would think a lot of this would be common sense. You've got House Bill 952. This is just so that schools can see the registry. Apparently schools right now can't look at the sex offender registry. Did anybody else know that? I didn't know that, but we got here because, if you recall, and Chris Papps did talk about it in that report. I didn't play the whole thing here, but you can go to Fox 45 and look at it yourself. But if you recall, the judge that arbitrarily decided against the state's attorney, right, against the prosecutor, to keep someone behind bars and in virtual learning after they were allowed to go home, That judge says, okay, not only should they, you know, not only will I send them home on the ankle monitor system, I will allow them to attend school. The state's attorney argued that this kid was a dangerous individual. The judge then decided, no, not that dangerous, and allowed the student back in school without his record following him. Now, whether or not this kid has been in any more trouble, we don't know. Because remember, juveniles, they have their records sealed. We wouldn't know if they're in trouble. And it's just sad. I hope that those in Annapolis that are thinking about these bills, I hope you do the right thing and vote for them. I really do. And these are very straightforward bills. And I even noted here, you really just don't hate Maryland lawmakers enough. You don't. And I do question those that want to vote blue no matter who. How do you feel about these things? Because I would think that these are bipartisan issues. I wouldn't think that this is going to hurt anyone in any way. I did mention before, we talked about that organization before, that has been testifying in Annapolis, that's all about making sure students are in in-person learning. And so the argument here is, sure, we do want kids in the classroom, but we also don't want kids in the classroom that are violent and need to be disciplined and disruptive, and the teacher can't really do anything because their hands are tied. And I will note, the more we talk about Blueprint, I don't know if you noticed this, but it still doesn't mention teachers having the ability to discipline some of these problem students. Did you notice that? That's not in there. If you want to weigh in on any of this, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. These bills should pass without a problem. The problem is we have people that they would rather be, you know, tell everybody that they're these progressives and they're really concerned about, you know, juveniles, regardless if they're in the criminal justice system or not. And I want to think that you have to have a heart and you have to feel somehow for these victims. Now, the woman with which their identity they're protecting, as you heard there, most likely Chris Pass was saying the victim is now 5 years old. And to kind of refresh your memory with this story, that is the mom of the 3-year-old that was sexually assaulted by the student that ended up back in the classroom. Yes, they sexually assaulted a 3-year-old. So that's where we are. That is where we are. Also, I did want to give you an update because was it the beginning of the week last week? I believe it was. You know what? The incident occurred on Wednesday morning. You might recall in Annapolis, a man was gunned down at a school bus stop. And there was a kid at the stop that was also there. And he was shot, unfortunately, in his foot, 11 years old. And I just wanted to update you on that. Apparently, the argument was over allegedly bullying. And that is what may have led to the fatal shooting at that bus stop, leaving a husband and father, unfortunately, dead. Again, that happened on Clay Street. And the father was 36-year-old John Sims Jr. And the 11-year-old boy, of course, we're not saying exactly what his identity is because, you don't want to oust an 11-year-old. But they did say that he was recovering just fine, by the way. Ms. Sims, the victim's wife, did speak out. And she said that her husband wasn't armed at all. And she even described the heart-wrenching moment she and her children witnessed, basically her husband's murder. She said, I just felt so lost. I lost my soulmate, the love of my life, the man I plan to spend my future with. Now, even though police are still saying allegedly, because it's very early in the investigation, Ms. Sims explained the day before the shooting, she and her husband had a conversation with a woman and her boyfriend, which is believed to be the suspect, about their child allegedly bullying the Sims child on the day of the shooting. Ms. Sims said the couple confronted them at the bus stop. And if you recall, you had the police chief there say that they were looking for a man from Oxon Hill and they already knew his identity. They were just at that point looking for him. But the story goes on. Ms. Sims says the woman maced her and her children And her husband reacted to it. And so her boyfriend shot and killed the husband. Apparently, he was shot multiple times. And as I mentioned there, Ms. Sims, she said that her children stood right there and unfortunately had to watch the whole thing. Now, Police Chief Edward Jackson did say that there was, of course, the identity was out by the wife. And then also they did have some video surveillance as well. And I can't imagine what they're going through, but I just wanted to give you that update because I told you that I would stay on top of that story. But that's where it is now, is that that shooting in Annapolis, turns out that it was over a couple confronting another couple on bullying that was happening at a school. And this just goes to show, because we see some of these nonsensical acts of violence a lot. You might recall we were talking about the woman that was shot after a basketball game in Baltimore City. They did end up finding the individuals involved, and it was, in fact, over a basketball game. That is why that woman was shot and killed. She was a grandmother, a young grandmother, and she was shot and killed because they had some argument at the school after the game. They then followed that grandmother. She had a child in the back seat, and there was another guy in the back seat. And so the woman she got in a fight with, she actually called... She called somebody to the scene to shoot her. So they had time to think about whether or not they wanted to go through with it, and they thought otherwise. And so that person showed up and actually shot and killed that woman. And if you recall, the child in the back seat through the gunfire ended up getting shot as well. Luckily, the child is recovering. But if this is what's, you know, out here on these streets, and I have no doubt that it is, just make sure you're cautious. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, you have to look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You have free area towing and financing available. So please, today, call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or you can go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie's Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure. Because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. The Rob Parson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Tuesday on the show. Even MSNBC is having to admit liberal white women are insane. I'll tell you what's driving them crazy.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
And did you ever see Total Recall with the giant Mars alien structures and everything? Yeah, it looks like something like that might exist under the Egyptian pyramids. Weird!
We have sort of a problem here.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Well, we were talking about school safety. Like I said earlier, there are some bills that are on the floor. I just don't know if they're going to pass, but they're very common sense safety bills, so we'll see what happens there. A texter said, I wanted to bring up the issue of safety for teachers and staff in the school system. I used to work in an elementary school in Baltimore County, but I wouldn't feel comfortable working there anymore. Texter, I understand exactly what you're saying there. It is out of control. If I mentioned all of the Baltimore City students now in Baltimore County schools, then I sound like an awful person, so I won't do it. But that is where you saw a huge shift in some of the fighting and the violence and everything else you see in Baltimore County schools. When we started busing kids in from the city, and when many kids started moving to the county, via voucher or, you know, just moving in general, it's now a different place. And people rightfully call it Baltimore City 2.0 for a reason. And I know exactly what you're saying, and I don't know how teachers get up and do it every single day. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. Robert said, I think the grandmother teacher who got shot actually runs the charter school where the basketball game was held. Or her maiden name is also the name of the school. Yeah, Robert, I didn't see a whole lot of details on the grandmother, but you could be right there. Very sad story, though. I mean, could you imagine? You think you're just going to a basketball game to see whether it's your children or grandchildren play, and you lose your life because people get upset about the game itself. You know, whenever someone asks me why I can't seem to flip so many votes in this region, just keep stories like this in mind. Keep stories like this in mind. How can you convince them that they're being exploited and there's corruption within their government and life could be better, the quality of life could be better? You can't. These are very low IQ individuals that just cannot comprehend. They just need to change who they vote for. It's impossible. I got a story here from Maryland Matters. Lawmakers are considering a proposal to reduce potential of billions in sex abuse payouts. I'm sure you guys have been following the story. They're trying to limit the state's liability under the 2023 Child Victims Act. You have attorneys for one group, nearly 5,000 plaintiffs who claim to have been sexually abused at the hands of state workers, say they proposed fix goes too far. It is likely unconstitutional. So basically, you've got all these people that are not coming forward saying that these state workers have abused them at some point in time. And, you know, unfortunately, also for the state, the 2023 Child Victims Act goes back through the 90s. So you can put a claim in today if you were abused in the 90s. And so that is what people are doing. They have representation. And if this goes through as planned within the courtroom, the state will be on the hook for billions to pay out to these victims. So also something we're watching. Again, tomorrow we'll probably talk about the Senate Intel Committee hearing. Lots to discuss. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And I will talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now.